redacted. LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt. My car don't stunt, I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, tryna make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after the fuck.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me live along your next floor. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. I do it better,
man. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You
do it good, I do it better,
man. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better, man.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Keep it sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She won because of me, not the status of a chatter. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Hey there, Huey.
Riley.
I couldn't help but notice your sign, and I hope you boys aren't too upset about me having to prosecute Mr. Kelly.
Hey, man, you do what you gotta do.
Why R. Kelly, huh? What did R. Kelly do to you?
He's accused of relieving himself on an underage girl on tape, which is against the law.
Okay. But let's examine this whole peeing thing. So I can pee in a toilet, and it's okay. But if I pee on a person, it's like, not okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, what if I'm peeing and Huey's in the bathroom and I accidentally pee on Huey? Should I go to jail?
What the hell would I be doing in the bathroom while you're in the bathroom?
Hold up. Remember when we used to sleep in the same bed when we was littler? From time to time, I'd have a little accident.
You still do?
Shut up! So, Mr. Dubois. Mr. I wanna lock niggas up for pen. What's the statute of limitations on bedwetting? Why not prosecute me and R. Kelly at the same time, huh?
Now, Riley, no one's going to prosecute you for bedwetting.
And you shouldn't. It's a natural bodily function. And now every nigga in the world gonna be scared to pee. I may never pee again.
Riley, it was a little girl.
Oh, I've seen that girl. She ain't little. I'm little.
Yes.
Gary Coleman's little.
Yes.
Mini-me is little.
Very.
And to the best of my knowledge, we all managed to avoid getting peed on so far.
But what about the victim?
Oh, yes. The victim. At what point does personal responsibility become a factor in this equation?
I don't think that...
I see piss coming. I move. She saw piss coming. She stayed.
Yes, she did.
And why should I have to miss that on the next R. Kelly album just for that?
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
What's cracking, y'all? Excuse me. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling? You good?
I'm okay. How about you?
Could always be better, but we here. Made it a new year. Happy belated new year and all that good stuff.
Happy belated New Year.
And again, Happy New Year to everybody out there. First, West Coast Wednesdays of the new year, so let's see how tonight's going to go. Shout out to the boss lady herself, as always, Topaz Lachey, first and foremost. Without her, there is no West Coast Wednesdays, no Bang Out Radio, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays. All right, so thank you, boss lady, for allowing me to do what I do and still waiting for you to come back to the radio and the airwaves. Next, all independent artists out there doing their musical thing. Like I'm saying, anything, make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing, because without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't be able to have a show either. We wouldn't have no music to have in rotation, like, and you know how I feel about commercial music and all that kind of stuff, too. So just make sure you keep sending in your music to either me at dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you could always send it to Queen V. Go ahead and let them know where.
QueenVEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that's
QueenVEE1991@gmail.com. There y'all go. Just make sure y'all, like I said, keep sending in y'all music and keep getting a lot of music. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And last, but definitely not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show, to talk about the show, to spread word about the show, to support these independent artists, to support Bang Out Radio. Again, thank you guys very much, because this is the only way we're going to get, you know, bigger and better is just by having people talk. And like I said, word of mouth is better than anything. You can promote it all you want to. You can do this, you can do that. But nothing carries like word of mouth. So just keep talking about Bang Out Radio, number one independent radio station, well, independent internet radio station, all right, as well as, you know, reality radio, because you never know what you're going to hear over here. So let's get right into the phone lines real quick, straight out to 313-8076. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Bang, take off, bro.
Yeah, there it is, Mr. Take Off Man. What it do, Ashley? How you feeling?
Oh, shit, just cooling, bro. You already know, man. These bitches ain't shit. Nah.
How's your New Year, man?
Ah, man, it was wonderful, dog. I was downtown Detroit, man, at the ambiance, you know what I'm saying? Went down, performed Juice, you know what I'm saying? It was very overwhelming. Crowd showing mad love, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool, man, kicking in my city, in my block, Detroit.
Fantastic.
So.
Yeah, fantastic. For sure. Let's start it off right here as we do on West Coast Wednesday. So I was getting some music, and then we're going to come back and see. You know what I was just thinking about? Anybody that got anything to say about the do's and don'ts of relationships and, you know, guys, girls, we do a lot of that. But this, like I said, at the beginning of the year, we're going to start it off and we're going to kick some shit both ways and try to just, like I said, certain things we're gonna come across as, or what I'm going to say is I'm going to give some examples of shit that people should not be doing in the new year. Maybe these people just need to stop doing these certain things. And then maybe we'll talk about, you know, what people should be doing more of. All right, we're just trying to help. And like I said, we're going to go across the board on this topic. So we'll see what happens. But like I said, since my man Ashton's here, we're going to start it off just like this. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, Ashton Martin hanging out. We'll be right back.
Super Trek.
Already.
Turn my headphones up a little bit. Yeah.
Consider the situation, anticipating and patience. This is time to get inspired to bring in nothing but greatness. Yeah, I know I left them waiting, but I was feeling forsaken. Doing what I felt was best, and I took it back to the basics. In other words, a dimension, a narrow road to redemption. I remember I was down where I couldn't pay attention. But not that I got them listening, I don't want to misinterpret. If you don't believe in self, then you ain't living with a purpose. Yeah, I'm speaking with an urgency, cause I can feel it emerging. Self-confidence and swag, all that's missing is enduring. So I run it all concurrent, and I'm ready for whatever. A whole heap of cheddar. I'm my own competition. Can't nobody do it better. Cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. In my prime on the grind, futuristic stargazing. But they mean that the craze is innovative, brow raising, ain't it?
When I strip my wings, I'm a fly. Just because.
I'm prosperous. One time I shot her and nigga, hey, all I gotta say, nigga, I'm baked. I was a fuck crackers cake. Now I hold me down, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Let's get it. Get money, that is. No.
I know it ain't right. Sitting low in my seat, a girl I can't Now, I know these tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, hold on. I'm trying to get my co-host in real quick. Oh, man, I really got to remember to just tell people to just hit their mute button. It goes a lot faster that way. So we don't have to go through this issue of jacking people in and out. But, yeah, if you tuned in tonight, or if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. Queen, you still good? Got your back? It looks like you good?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, got the queen in the building. Let's see if we can keep this roll going real quick. Ashton, you good?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. Now, hold on. We got two new callers checking in real quick. Let's see who we got out here. What area code is this? Straight out the 469. All right. Let's see. Anybody know what 469 is? What area code is that? Oh, wait. That may be Levi. Levi always be calling from. Let's see. Hold on. Like I said, the more I recognize them, if there's something click sometimes, like, hold on. Maybe. And then that 810 number. Anybody know what area code 810 is? Any guesses?
Yeah, that's Flint.
Flint?
Yeah.
What state is that? Flint what? You know, I'm slow. Like I said, I didn't do good at geography.
That's Michigan, bro.
Ah, Michigan. Okay, now let's see. Now, who don't know Michigan? Let's see who else don't know Michigan. Like, hold on. See, this is where you try to track down people, like, guess the caller. Sorry, y'all. We're trying to get y'all in real quick. I'm just trying to get things situated on my end. I do apologize. But, like I said, while we're trying to get the other callers in, Let's still keep it rolling real quick. And basically first, I want to know what people need to stop doing this year. And this is what I'm basing this on. Like I said, you can take this question any way you want to. And this is for everybody listening. Even when I get the panel in, everybody just listen real quick. But what do people need to stop doing? Ladies, you can talk about niggas, you can talk about family or whatever. But no, we're going back and forth. Ladies, you can talk about dudes, you can talk about your homegirls, whatever. Fellas, whatever you bullshit you're seeing out here, or, you know, if you're in a relationship, maybe something in a relationship that you want to help somebody, you know, whatever just needs to stop this year. And this is what I want people to focus on, because there's a lot of shit that just needs to stop. And the realest people, like I said, always seem to call into the show and always seem to fuck with me, so we're going to get into this, and we're going to try to help people, all right? This is what we're going to try to help. Now, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Queen.
Yes, sir.
All right, now start us off. What's one thing that just needs to stop in the new year, in your opinion? What's one?
One thing everybody needs to stop doing is stop looking in that rearview mirror and start looking in front of you. And, I mean, that goes for relationships, that goes for anything that has gone on in your past, wherever. You need to stop looking in the past and start looking forward, because you can't start something new if you keep looking back to what's behind you, for real.
All right. Asha, what's one thing that just needs to stop right now, in your opinion? What's something that needs to stop?
stop bullshitting so goddamn much and get up off your ass and go and get it if that's what you want, bruh.
Okay, okay. No laziness. No laziness. Okay, definitely. Now, one thing that I just really feel that just needs to stop is just people wasting time. And this is what I mean by wasting time. Wasting time on dumb and or unnecessary shit. And let me take it one step further. If it's not bettering you, you know, intellectually, financially, and that's not, and we all know all money ain't good money. So I mean, but you know, but still, if it's not bettering you in some way, you don't need to fuck with that shit, you know, or you don't need to make it a part. That's what I consider a waste of time. If I'm starting to look at shit a little bit differently because. Like, and I remember the conversation we had last week, but it was last year we had this conversation where, you know, all kind of shit was going on and everything, and you have to feel good about yourself. You know, you have to know yourself, you have to want good for yourself, and then you would not accept because, you know, you're already knowing what to expect. But if you don't present that, you know, if you don't act in the courts, if you don't stand up to that caliber, if you don't, this is what we mean by, you know, people that talk shit and don't back it up, and that can go in cross ways. You could talk like you a big hardcore, you know, nigga from the hood and everything like that, and be the biggest bitch, or you could pretend and talk like you got all the money in the world and be the brokest nigga in the world as well. You know, it's a waste of time doing shit like that. Why? Just fuck it. If you broke, be a broke motherfucker. Fuck it. There's other broke bitches out there too. Trust. Both of y'all broke asses will get together. I just mean that you don't have to waste time or you'll find a bitch that'll want to take care of you. I mean, let's just the bullshit, the unnecessary, it's a waste of time. And that's my vote, at least for what people need to really stop doing is just wasting time. Because you're wasting your time, you're wasting other people's time, and it's like, for what? For what? And then to talk on Queen's situation real quick, like she was talking about, like, leaving your past in the past, that is so true. And I kind of side with that on the fact that I'll take it one step further. I don't want, you shouldn't, if your ex is your ex, or if you still talk, you should not be fucking with your ex, period. I don't care. Because, again, it kind of goes back to the waste of time thing, but at the same time, it's like, you fucking with your ex for a reason. There's a reason, you know, that if you're not together, there's a reason you're not together, but then there's a reason that you're still fucking with the person, which just leads to something that probably shouldn't happen. Or if nothing ever happens and y'all just dealing with each other just because, it's like, for what? It's a waste of time. I don't get that. But that's just me. Hold on, y'all. I'm still trying to get some things in here or whatever. Anything else? What else, Queen? What else needs to stop? No, let's keep going. What else needs to stop?
Let's see. I just had it.
Just had it, but you just lost it, huh?
Wait. There it is. Niggas need to stop using these females and get out here and get your own shit. You jump from female to get shit or to use this bitch for whatever fuck she got, and then you want to talk shit about her at the end of the day. That shit needs to stop, needs to be over, knock that shit off.
Well, I'm with you, but I'm not, because I just feel from what I've been seeing lately or what's been going on, I don't know what people are doing in certain areas, but it just seems like niggas is just giving their money away. I mean, it's not like they're using women, in my opinion. It seems like shit's done switched up. You know, it's just bitches, if you give me money and I'll just do this and that, it just seems real simple and basic, in my opinion. That's just what I've noticed. But yes, but still definitely don't fucking do that. But hold on, I think we gotta get our callers in real quick. Can I finally? Wait, nope, sorry. Sorry, y'all. I see y'all there. Hold on, y'all. I'm coming. I promise I'm getting the rest of the callers in. I promise. Ashton, one more thing. What else needs to stop, man? What else you got?
Man, people need to stop coming at me like like we done grew up, like, since day one. Or, like, we been homies for, like, forever, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm the number one draft pick. I know I'm about to blow up.
and become like legendary in a sense. I know this shit, but please stop coming up to me acting like we just been cool and woolly like since day one. You know what I'm saying? Like if I just met you just this year, I'm talking about like it's only been two days. Okay, if I just met you this year, stop acting like we've been knowing each other since fucking like 2000, bro. Like real talk, you know what I'm saying? But see, that's the industry shit that I don't like, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I just talked to my dog Rick, and he said, bro, this is just the tip of the iceberg right here. Yeah. This shit gonna be, it's gonna happen, it's gonna get worse and worse. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like Drake right now, man. Like who the fuck are y'all? You know what I'm saying? What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm just doing me. You feel?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Hold on. We got things working real quick. Hold on. Now, let's look first straight out the 469-9641. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, see? I'm getting better with these numbers, man. I just got to know. You just got the weird number, man. That shit is weird than the motherfucker. What it do, Levi? How you feeling?
I am, man. I'm good, man. Straight.
Cool, cool. Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year, man.
Hey, man. What needs to stop in the new year, man? What needs to stop?
Garbage-ass fucking music.
Hey, well, okay, but keep it on as far as the ladies' relationships. You know, this is something nice, Levi. What needs to stop as far as, you know, maybe I'll just put it through. What these bitches need to stop doing? How about that in the new year? What's what they need to stop doing? Help them out.
Man, quit being ratchet, man. Find out who you is, man. Be yourself, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no nigga going to want no broke down female, man. If you ain't got shit going for yourself, please do not approach a nigga at all. Don't even. Just kill yourself.
Yeah, just kill yourself. Oh, crucial. Straight out to 810-5465. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What's good, Beyond? What's good?
What it? Ah, shit. My nigga in the building. What it do, Mac? How you feeling?
This ain't even Mac. Look at this. This NASA.
Oh, now, man. Oh, my bad, man. That's a long time. Long time. My bad.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Apologize. Nigga, it's been a minute. What's going on with you, Pippin? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing good, bro. I'm finna meet up with Ash and people tomorrow in the D.
As there it is. As it should be.
Yeah, it's about to be some crucial shit. Like, he ain't bullshitting when he say he's finna blow. It's about to be a rap. I'm just a young nigga.
I'm ready to see it. I'm just getting back ready to watch the fireworks go off, man. But
right,
let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling now, man. What needs to stop in the new year, man? What needs to stop right now, man? Help these bitches, help these niggas, whoever you trying to help. Right, talk to somebody. What needs to stop?
I'm young, so you feel me? I see a lot of shit like these niggas need to stop beefing over these females, trying to kill niggas because niggas fucking y'all bitches. If they able to fuck y'all girl, get a new one. She obviously ain't down for you.
Point blank, period. Easy. Very easy, yep. If your bitch is fucking somebody else, it's your bitch. Point blank, period.
Yeah, I heard somebody say something about girls being ratchet. They need to stop sharing leggings. That stuff nasty as hell. You don't know what these hoes got. You sharing leggings with them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. See, here we go. It's begun. It's set out the 424-7037. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What's up?
Hello, who's this?
It's Gabby B. What's up?
Hey, Gabby, what it do, ma? How you feeling?
I'm cool. I'm on my way to the studio, and I have to stop by to say what's up.
Okay. Thank you for stopping in, checking in. Gabby got to know. Gabby, what needs to stop in the new year, babe? Talk to us.
Lord. Okay. Just like that boy Levi said, the ratchet needs to stop because that's not cute on both behalves. Females need to stop wearing these leopard print leggings, you know, that's just...
Freeze on that shit right now.
Hey, males that don't have plan Bs, right? When you're rapping, regardless if you think you're going to make it in the industry or not, you're not really sure if you're going to make it or not. So when you're not doing nothing else but rapping and that's it, that's not too much of a good thing. You always have something to fall back on because if that don't work out, you're going to be broke. Like, you're not going to have no nothing.
She's not saying turn your back on your career. She's just saying have a backup plan. Everybody needs a backup plan. There's nothing wrong with that. For sure.
That's
for sure. Hard. All right. And we got everybody in LA. Yo, go ahead.
Hey, but look, though. Sometimes, man, you got some niggas out here that get, like, crazy confidence. Everybody can't relate to crazy confidence. You know what I'm saying? And we always been the type of nigga that been good without a plan B. Like, me, Ashton Martin, I never look for a 9-to-5. Never.
I feel him on that. That's a big bro, and I'm only 16, and I'm doing better than most niggas that been in the game for a year. So,
yeah.
I feel that.
I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always exceptions to the rule because, you know, because not everybody's going to, but at the same time, Ashton, not everybody's going to put in the hard work that you put in. Not everybody's going to hit the streets like you do. Not everybody's going to be here. Not everybody's going to be there. You know what I mean? This is your career, and you know what I mean? And you're making a life out of it now.
Exactly.
What she's talking about is these casters doing this shit like that flyby shit or, you know what I mean, or just like it's a hobby. You know, there's a difference between a hobby and a way of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because my studio work, I sing. So my shit is definitely a hobby, but I work at a law firm. So,
if y'all need a lawyer, y'all need to fuck with Gabby. Like I said, she'll be in there. Gabby, you be wearing them, be wearing like the heels in there with the smart glasses, having the ponytail.
Already,
you know what I mean? The little blouse and skirt shit, huh?
Yes.
Oh, see? Y'all gotta make sure y'all check out Gabby off Facebook.
She be in there swagging.
She be in there.
When is the next event? When is the next event, Daddy?
Oh, man, I'm trying to actually, the next one that I know for sure is going to go, the next time you're going to see the Dagger out turned up, I'm going to be in Vegas in February at the XMB first annual tattoo launch party, something like that, or whatever, year anniversary is going down in February. If anybody can get to Vegas, we about to be down there turned the fuck up.
Hold on, when is that?
February, I want to say 20th or 23rd. When I get the final exact trust, it's going to be posted. If anybody can get to Vegas on that weekend, that's where it needs to go down. But if you come in, man, we can make something happen. Don't even trip. You know what I mean? You with the group. You just got to hide in the middle. Everybody got to surround you. You just got to walk.
I
don't
know, you feel me? So, you know, it'd be cool.
But nah, we'll figure it out.
I got one more question for you. What happened on New Year's? How was y'all New Year's?
Oh, absolutely. We'll talk about New Year's. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, what I need everybody to do, I got to play some music real quick. Everybody just mute your phones, all right? Just mute your phones because that way I don't got to jack anybody out or anything. So when y'all hear me talking, everybody can just unmute their phones and we can just start talking and we'll have that pause, all right? So everybody mute your phone right now. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V. Got a full panel hanging out tonight, y'all. We about to get into it, all right? We'll be right back.
Hello.
Right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself, Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that shook their body, shoe models, triples, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls just making their way through school trying to feed their family, man. All right.
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating their body to the music real slow. Man, I can't believe girl was so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a 9. Didn't waste some time, so I said, "What's up, mama?" She said, "You want to dance? I'm reaching for some love." Down, round, and round, freaking all on me, turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone. Oh,
butterscotch, Puerto Rican, from the red bone to the chocolate head. I really don't discriminate, man. Fight them girls with the pink, not the ones that play out. You gonna just stand me to the trunk, but you got a man up there. I hope you feel the mama. I don't need no drama. Just put that thing for the play in the car. You're blazing like a song. Ain't got me pulling the heat from your chick. Them other girls, absolutely no one. Jiggle, jiggle, all up in my grill. Oh, shizzle, shizzle.
Oh, there ain't it. There's no baby, oh, make it money, oh.
them, can I lick it, can I taste it?
What's up, what's up?
Now ladies, let's get naked. And can you have my baby?
Doing? Yeah, I wanna come over there right now.
I'm begging.
Tell your friends you ain't having no company tonight. It's just me and you.
Oh, baby.
And where that thing
goes. She say she like it slow, so I take my time on her. Searching for a G spot, so I can get them sounds out of. I'm licking on the back, loving the tattoos. Her body frame perfect like a cartoon. Betty Boo. And the smile is flawless. She like my favorite candy bar. Ooh, that whatchamacallit. And you can have it your way. So I from the back like a buffet. Now we tussling on the bed. Biting on the sheet, I can tell the way she moaning. She bought this deep, so like black sheep, I'm a freak, so I go a little deeper. My boy ain't the wife, but I'm just trying to be her teacher. Deeper. And so can I, baby, can I say a minute? How much you wanna get it? Tell me if the lick can fit it. Promise you I wanna get it. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, I'll have you moaning like.
You come meet, we all in the truck. Block in the back and he rolling the dust. We drunk, we all wanna touch. 35 goons, so we all wanna take his clothes off, throw him off in the cut. No shit, spilling all on butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up by the bus. Got enough shit and she eating out. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. Gonna sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit gone by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
So baby, can I play in it? I'm
and they both on silent. Wanna leave, but she holding me tighter. Can't control the habits, I got power. Now I'm first, she got a key to the pilot. Damn.
Oh,
fight with the right thing, you know I wanna see. Start from your head, move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beat. Hit the right spot, then you going to the beat. Know it's getting hot, I don't care about the heat. Take a long story so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you wanna see.
So baby, can I play a minute? How much you wanna get it? Tell me if the lick can fit it. Promise you I wanna get it. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, I'll have you moaning like, ooh. And can I lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked. And can you wear my baby? And can you wear my baby? Oh, oh, my, 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 oh. Can I touch you there? Can I lick you there?
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about,
sir? We are proper gentlemen, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform?
Oh, God. You sick little bastard! I will kill you!
Can I have a hand now?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Of course, always.
All right, everybody, let's do the roll call. Ashton, still good?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Levi, Kev in the building, still good?
Yeah, man.
Another takeoff. NASA, still good?
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody here. We lost Gabby. Gabby's gone. I saw her drop, but hold on. We got one more caller out here. Hold on. Let's see. Come on.
It's good.
July, yeah, the first episode of the new year. Everybody fucking with your boy. That's, it's good to see everybody out in the new year coming out to support. Thank y'all very much. Straight out to 323-9768. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What it do, Dagger? Happy New Year.
Hey, look at you. Where you been? Everybody coming out to woodwork now.
Man, I know. I've been just out here working and stuff like that, trying to get shit together for the New Year's and everything. Happy New Year's, everybody.
All right, for sure.
How you been?
Hold on. Last but not least, I'm going to bring in a, she ain't pressed one, but since you text me talking about you on the line, I'm going to bring you in anyway. One of Dagger's beauties of the week. Ms. Shamika Lloyd, how you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Did I bring you? You okay?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my voice.
It's tripping. Yeah. Oh, see, I brought you in at a bad time. I'm sorry. I y'all over there feeling sick, but it's cool, though. It's okay. What's up with you, though? How you feeling?
I'm good.
That's good. All right. Well, we got to get the new opinions in first. So, MIA, because this is before we get into New Year's stories real quick. MIA, what's something that just needs to stop in the new year? What just needs to stop, period?
I think people just need to stop hating on other people and just do what they got to do for themselves so they can succeed in life, you know?
I agree.
For real, just keep it real. Keep it real with yourself. Keep it real with the people that you be around. And just try to do more. Try to do less negative and more positive. And I think you'll be more happy with yourself and you'll be able to enjoy life more better.
All right. Positive tip. Nice. Now, Ms. Shamika Lloyd, what needs to stop? And this is, like I said, across the board on any type of level you want to take it. But in the new year, what just needs to stop for this to be a better place?
I say people just need to stop trying to impress people and just do their own thing. So pretty much on the same line, she on.
See, on there, and it's amazing. We're on the same thing, motherfuckers. Yeah, just. I bring it down to like just mind your business. Do you and stay the fuck out of my way. You know what I mean? But man. So all right, let's go. Anybody got interesting New Year's stories? Anybody actually do anything? Me, I didn't do shit. I was supposed to do shit. I couldn't get to where I wanted to go. People wanted me to do on some other bullshit. I wasn't trying to do that. It was just so I said fuck it. I just said fuck it.
I got an interesting New Year's story.
All
well,
right,
I don't
it.
Know how interested it is. If you know the police in, you know, LA, they always getting booked wide around this time. So I guess it was a high speed chase going on. My dumbass go outside, you know, because I was in an apartment complex. And the minute I walked out, the police just skeeted up on me. Like, I almost got ran the fuck over. Like, they came up on the curb, though, for no fucking reason. It's like, I'm like, oh, hold on. Like,
what, put up on you like
crazy.
You
crazy, no,
like
because it was a
high-speed
chase. Like, the car was, like, flying down the motherfucking street. The police was following the car, chasing the car. And then this one dumbass police officer, I guess, trying to block the block off or trying to block the street off, just ran up on the damn curb.
Wow.
And damn near hit me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
I don't know.
Crazy. But I had fun, though. I was loaded, so I was like, shit.
Loaded. Okay, let's go there. But at least everybody, what was everybody drinking on? What was everybody's drink of choice? Let's go down the list. Let's go down. Queen, was you drinking on New Year's Eve? What was you drinking on?
I was drinking on that E&J and Coke, and I had me some champagne, too, after the New Year's.
Ooh, Irk and Jerk, Coke, champagne. Yeah. All right, Ashton, you was performing, man, but what did you have a bottle of in your hand? Because I know you was out there turned up, man. What was you sipping on?
Oh, yeah, I was sipping on that, it was coconut, Ciroc, and lemonade.
Ugh, coconut, yeah. I can't fuck with coconut. That shit, that aftertaste, like, coconut, man, fucks with me. Oh, shit. Oh, Levi, what was you sipping on, man, New Year's Eve, man? What was in the cup?
Man, I had that purple in my cup that while I was in the lab, man.
Working on New Year's Eve. Look at that, boy. But still turned up, though, as you should be, man. I wish I would have been in the fucking studio, man. Shit, jealous. NASA, I know you're young, man, but I mean, shit, when I was drinking even younger than you, man, so you ain't gonna bullshit me, man. What was you sipping on?
I don't even drink, but I was high as hell, though.
Oh, okay.
We smell like two quarters.
Yeah, don't fuck with alcohol, NASA. Don't ever pick it up. It's a bad habit. Don't do it.
Man, ain't no bad.
Oh, yeah. I was in the sick club,
too. Nah, don't listen to them, NASA. I'm telling you, man, you don't need, if you ain't drinking now, man, you don't need to start, man. Just leave it alone, man. Just keep smoking.
Hey, there you go.
Keep smoking.
Hey, I was in the sick club, though, being home. You hear me?
The strip club. Okay, well, see, NASA got a story for me. NASA. Tell me about the strip club, man. What was going down? What was popping, man?
Man, I walked in there with some people that basically running this shit. So I was just in there. They ain't really take me out the door or nothing. So I walked in there. I sit the DJ hand, the owner hand, and we just topping up. And the DJ was like, hey, don't you make twerk music and shit? You made that twerk song. I'm like, yeah. So he was like, all right, cool. But at the time, I wasn't really, you know, focused on that shit. I made a couple of twerk songs. Everybody knows I'm a creator of Twerk Song Girl and all that shit. So
right.
I was just like, fuck it. And I just gave him the CD, but he spent it for me. Strippers was like, he made the song? And I was like, yeah. And they just started lining up, giving me dances and shit. So everybody that came in there was like, what the fuck is this one? And they were like, who paying for that?
They were like, who paying for that?
And all the strippers was like, it's on the house, it's New Year's. I'm like, okay.
Oh, shit, that's right.
And then the one girl, you know, she's like 22 and shit. She was like, your girlfriend had some show. I'm like, I don't know, she's somewhere. She didn't want me to come here. She was like, why? I'm like, I don't know. She was like, well, she should have came. She would have got a dance, and I went home with y'all and did a threesome. She's like, how old are you again? I was like, I'm 21. She's like, I'm 22.
That's the business, man. Hey, shit, man. But for real, wait, NASA. See, now you done started something, man. Now I gotta ask you, man. So wait, you really got a girl though? You got a girl? Not to be all the
time. I'm single.
Man, what the fuck, NASA? See, man, I would have if we was in the strip club together and I saw that go down and you didn't flip that in the right way, man, I would have had to hit you. I'm sorry. Just on some big bro like type shit or whatever. You could have still turned that into something, NASA. You still could have turned that into something if she was really talking like that, man. But it's okay.
She came through the other night.
Oh, there you go. Wait, with who? She brought a friend? She brought her own friend?
She brought a stripper named Explicit.
I feel better now, NASA. See, you can't be telling half-assed stories, man. You can't be doing that over here on West Coast. Man, I need the whole story. That's what I'm saying. You see how I got to dig to get a story? You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to dig that much, NASA. You're supposed to just tell your boy, like, man, these bitches came through, man. You just tell your boy.
But you already know me, though. You feel me? I'm more of a laid-back, chill dude. I don't really be too cocky about what I do. But I can't wait till I come to the West Coast, though. I got so many little girls on the West Coast. Oh, my God.
They out here, man. They wait till that summer come back around.
We on
the west side. Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be real turned up around here. But all right, well, let's get into shit. We'll do another round of, you know, what needs to stop, or actually what needs to get better. We'll try to turn this into something positive real quick. We're gonna get a Daggers double play real quick, and we'll be right back. So again, everybody, it's just easier. Just mute your phones, and that way we don't hear your background while the music's playing. And when we start talking again, we will be right back. And we're going to start it off like this.
All right. Real serious. A lot of changes going on right about now. Now, where do I start?
in the light of the dark. Wait, let me spark this love before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met, it's time to release. Try to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying off the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Well, my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn holes, scratching the dents. But I was dumb, getting high, been allowing the shit. So I let it slip, watch it slide, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fucking kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate and stack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the dagger, see I'm scarier. Got out of every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and fight, had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing, it's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late, y'all are puffing your brakes. Bubba gums talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady plus a sizzle whiskey. Oh, used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya. I be like, you have no. Enough for me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Over stress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
I wanted to wait for you, Mike. Well, actually, I wanted you to wait for me.
All right.
But you know, you have to go home.
R.I.P.
You know what I mean?
Mike Jackson.
R.I.P. Yeah. MJ, you know what I mean? We're going to update this track, though. The Dagger.
Gotcha, man. You
live on. Again.
Let's
all right.
Keep going.
I was on the block when I was seen by Billie Jean. Caramel brown beauty, natural without the Maybelline. Such a pretty thing, couldn't help but to approach her. Ask her to support a beer mug with a coaster. I went to her house, beat it up a few times. Reached my final destination, then I followed the sign. Started questioning a nigga about all his activities. Claiming pregnant now, bitch, you only look up for sympathy. Never wrong dog once, say the tricks for the stunt. Floss never fought the dumb girls trying to run. You got a better chance flying, jumping off a bridge. I'm 100% sure I didn't father your kid. Tell him, Morgan, cause I never had a son or a daughter. That when it comes to owing Billie Jean,
you are not the father.
Now you hadn't bothered. Running to the back of the stage, I keep my cheese, go back to minimum wage. You made in the club, all I did was squeeze a booty. She whispered in my ear saying,
oh, you a cutie.
You looking real good, ma, you know I wanna tap that. In the back of the lag, hitting it from the back. You know I got a jimmy hat tight like a fitted cat. Move when you come, don't shoot where the pussy at. 27, don't need a kid all in my pocket. Hard head, mini me, badass stopping. Only out for profit, you scheming on my paycheck. You should've planned better, cause you still ain't got paid yet. Play another nigga next to kid you got aim on. Why you wanna waste time, wasn't even that fine. Not a dime or a 9 to 7 or 8.
getting trapped with a kid using me to escape. Wait, ain't you Billy, the hoe from the city? Raw dogging ever since you grew some hair on your jeans. No pity for you, or the six little rugrats. Your fault, not mine, should've never done that. Should've kept your legs closed, wouldn't be a problem. Looking real stupid, even hookers use condoms. What you wanna do, smart enough to stay true? Not you, give her time to have another kid or two. So sad you missing out on what you could be. Find another daddy for your baby, bitch, it ain't me.
What? She trying to get you too, Mike? I ain't the one either. No, not my son. No daughters either. Tell him, Mike. Yup. Hold on. I got another one. Yeah.
Here we go again, a dumb bitch playing dumb games. I wrapped it up, took it down, then forgot the bitch name. Came back a year late and fucked on the first date. If that kid was really mine, why did you wait? Cause you know it ain't the real dad, ain't shit. Ain't the day you got pregnant, the day you got flipped. That's a lot of dick, took him like a champ though. Better track them niggas down and get some blood samples. You an example of what a woman shouldn't be. Tried to play a G because I'm what the son will never be. Now you mad at me, fuck it then, I'm mad at you. Understand you want the best of all the men to fuck too. Billy G, sick and tired of the chatter. I'm not the one you even wanna name your kid after. You look like me, what'd you say? Hey, bitch, come again, he got blonde hair, blue eyes, and a butt chin. Yeah. Not a feature I possess, so stop the press. I ain't the only one who put a Clinton stain on your dress. Smoke the best daily, thank God that he made me. Nutted in your mouth, so that ain't my baby. She done gone crazy, tripping and sipping. Only brought around, bitch, cause you was down for the pill. If I pull heat, the freak elite will leave me alone. Check the kid's DNA from my X and Y chromosome. Couldn't fight a bitch, ha ha, I told you. Restraining order, get the fuck off my shoulder. Why won't you listen to the dagger of the family? I was right, you was wrong, Mike, make her understand me. Ha!
Nope. Who? She think I'm the one too, Mike. Ha! I don't know what she thinking. Woo! They wasn't ready for this one. Who thinks that? Why would she think that? It's not. Don't get it twisted, because it's not. She thinks I'm the one too. Hold on. Can I get my duet on with you, Mike? Hold on, here we go. Look.
Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away.
I'm a nut. I'm sorry. Woo! 200% the mixtape. The dagger. I'ma sign off on this one. Killing it. Woo! Flaw. Game. LA all day. 2009, Billie Jean. RIP Michael Jackson.
Who are you? Who are you?
My name is a pet named Slickback. And I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got some money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback, could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey,
ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your boy KY, the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
All right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Of course.
All right, make sure let's get the panel back in. Ashton, it sounded like you started moving, man, or something. I don't know. Your phone came off of mute. Hold on. I'll bring you back in. Let's see. Got you good. Do it. Come on.
Yeah,
yeah. There it is. All right, we got you, man. What was you doing? You started running or something?
Nah, man. I'm on Facebook, man, promoting for the show, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay,
just trying to get people tuned in. Yeah.
Good, okay, good looking out. It just sounded like you went for a jog.
I heard my new flow.
What's up?
You ain't even heard my new flow.
If it ain't in my email, no, I ain't heard it, man. Like I said, I need that then. I need that in the email.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, your fault. No, no offense, but I mean, yeah. Nigga, I have it. But, yeah, I would like to. You know, I would really like to, you know. All right, NASA hanging out. Let's see. Who else? MIA still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
And Ms. Shamika Lloyd still hanging out? Still feeling okay?
I'm good over here.
All right now. Hold on, Ms. Amiga. Now, who was you yelling at? You had to be doing something. Your voice just didn't go away. What you been up to? How was your New Year's?
Oh, it was good. No, it was just, you know, it was late here. It was like one something, so.
Oh, yeah. I keep
forgetting.
My voice
been down. I'm eating a gingerbread cookie right now, though.
Oh, eating a gingerbread cookie.
You ain't no serious?
Y'all don't tell nobody.
Oh, man, but Shamika, I've been noticing, at least on your page, you've been throwing a couple, what are those parties you've been throwing? What kind of parties you be doing out there? What's been going on out your way? You be making me want to come out there and come to one of your parties. You be looking at everybody cracking where you be at.
Well, I run with Street Boy. Of course, Street Boy is a lesbian, so we dedicate to the lesbians. And we got a show coming out called Let's Talk Lesbians. So we promote for a lot of that, and we be at all the parties. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, wait, so these are all, like, lesbian and gay parties, but, like, all girls, though, right?
All women. Everywhere.
Oh, but all women. Oh, but see, I've seen videos of those type of parties. Right? Them girls be getting there cracking.
Oh, yes.
I swear. Hold on. Samika, you gotta tell us a story. Tell me a story. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. I need something from one of these parties. Yeah, come on. Tell us a story.
I don't really have no stories though. Like I don't really know what to say.
What's
the craziest shit you ever saw them do in a party?
Oh gosh.
It'd be that much. Damn, that's what I be talking. That's what I'm talking
I guess
about.
Just to see a girl bust out, not know a girl, and just give her head. I don't know.
Damn.
What like.
Hey, Dagger, but we in them parties.
That's fucking awesome.
It's kind of nasty in a sense, but I guess.
Man, so are you sure they're all lesbian? They're not bi or nothing?
I don't know. Some may be a little curious, a little bi, you know. Some.
Right, but you know what the ones that's going to be like that is going to be the butch bitches that just want to be on the other side for a quick second real quick. It's going to be one of them bitches walk up to you in the long-ass pants like, hey, what's up, man? What's up? Like,
No. See, I got to stop. But girls are not like that at all.
Most of them are real fair. Yeah, that's what I like, though. I like, you know, that is so attractive to me, but it pisses me off at the same time. When you see, like, the little studs or whatever and shit, it's like, bitch, if you would just throw on a dress and some heels, you know what I mean?
You'd
be so bomb. No, some of them would be bomb as fuck if they just took their shit off. Some of them just be looking.
Exactly.
It's like they really be toning down when they be covering themselves up, be strapping up their titties and shit. You know girls that do that, Shamika, that put duct tape around their titties and shit?
I don't know nothing of that far gone.
I do. Stupid.
I mean, like, I gotta ask.
Let the titties hang. You're going to get yourself breast cancer.
Because I don't got that in the club.
Yeah, because I don't be having that many plugs into the gay and lesbian community, so I got to ask all my gay questions while I got somebody that can answer them. But, I be asking. But so then, but I'm assuming, like, but let me, I think that women would rather strip and dance for other women better anyway, because I think women would even tip more, I think. I don't think women are that
cheap really
when it comes to other women, right?
They do.
See? Oh, see, yeah, see, I'm good. See, I'm good at these kind of things. Hey, lucky I wasn't a cop. I would have been a really good detective. But, yeah, because that shit is crazy. Because, I mean, but at the same time, it's just looking, I just wish I could be like a fly on the wall to see that situation. Because at least from some of the videos that I've seen and everything, it's like, I don't know. It looked like a bunch of dudes, but then you could tell that they girls, but they all try, most of them trying to look like dudes. And then you got the ones that's in there that's really like, what's the other one? It's the studs, and then what's the other one? Like they don't dress like dudes, but they still like girls, but they not the dude, they're the girl still. What they
call? Talking about the femmes, the in between kind
of. No, femmes, is that what they call femmes?
Yeah, you got the femmes, the girls. You got the femmes, that's kind of both ways. You got the studs, that's like dressed more like a boy, but they still feminine. And you got butches, that's hard down dude girls.
All that. Damn, like four different stages of what. See, this is why girls can't even be gay, right? You see this? How many different stages they got to be and even fucking gay? When it comes to dudes, either you're a fag or you're not. Like, point blank, period. But,
right.
Shit is crazy. Any more gay questions, real quick? Anybody got some lesbian or gay questions they want to shoot out, real quick, while we can get some answers?
Nope.
Everybody good? All right, let's see what else we got on. Man, let's just do another round real quick then before we get back into some more music. Again, what just needs to stop in the new year? What's something else that needs to stop? Ask him. Something else that needs to stop.
Man. Damn, I don't even know, bro. Just like, shit, let me think of something real quick.
Okay, you gonna pause real quick. Pause. Queen, my calls, what's another thing that needs to stop this year?
Lying. I can't stand a liar. For real. I don't understand why people feel the need to lie to anybody. Like, you ain't got to answer to me. I mean, if I ask the direct question and we supposed to be homies, we supposed to prove whatever, then why the hell you got to lie to me? I mean, that shit is
true. Alright, the truth shall set you free. No lies. Well, that's never gonna happen. Motherfuckers just can't help themselves online. You know why? Because they're scared. They be scared for some reason, and I don't know why. Don't be scared. But
you got like
now, what's something else that needs to stop in the new year, man? Like I said, you got the young view. You got the young eyes. What's up with these young cats out there? Because I don't know about. Nah, I mean, I'm not talking about you, but your generation, man, these motherfuckers out there around you, man, they scare me, man. I don't know what's going on with these kids nowadays, man.
Dumb, man.
Like,
man, you need to start worrying about other niggas. Like, I went to the mall, and my homeboy, he had on Gucci, and I had on Louis, so we kept getting all these attention, like all these little girls looking and shit like that. I'm used to it. You know, I've been music, and I've been to a lot of shows. That's, I'm used to it. But he all, you know, smiling, waving at the girls and shit. They niggas looking at us like, we finna beat these niggas ass. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? So I'm walking this shit. So this nigga come up to him like, yeah, man, we finna rob you all niggas and all this. I'm like, is y'all niggas really that broke? Y'all worried about another nigga? Like, they need to stop worrying about other niggas and worry about themselves and how they can better themselves. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but very simple. But you know how much easier it is. Like I said, it's much easier to fuck with somebody else than to be like, there's something wrong with me and I need to change some shit. You know what I mean? Niggas
exactly.
Just don't.
That's
niggas
what
don't.
I'm saying. It's just like, that's crazy. I'm like, bro, you're looking at niggas and it's a mall full of badass females. And you're looking at a nigga?
Niggas focus
fuck?
Be wrong. Niggas focus be wrong. And all the way off. Borderline homosexual. But yeah, MIA, what's something else that needs to stop, Ma? Talk to us. What else needs to stop?
Man, I think the killing needs to stop. People need to stop killing all these masses and all these innocent kids that's been killed and just innocent people. I think that really needs to stop. But it is some crazy ass people out here. But you know, I would like to see less deaths this year and more love, more relationships.
I agree with that.
Sounds good, but
All
right, Shabika, good. What's one more thing? What's something else that does need to stop, Ma? Tell us something else that needs to stop this year.
I say people taking steps back. Like, a lot of people need to get on their grind and push hard and stop taking steps back. Like, I say that, for instance, say if you got girls that's out there, they're in the clubs, they dancing or whatever, they stop dancing and be like, oh, well, I'm going to get my life together and move on to something big. Then a year later, you back in the club dancing again. Or, like, somebody selling dope, they start doing that, then they get a job and they're doing something else, and they step back and they're doing it again. People need to start pushing harder, grinding harder, and stop taking steps back.
For real.
Yeah, keep moving forward, progress, move forward. Okay, now, I feel that what else needs to stop? Ladies need to stop being stingy with the dick sucking. Now, I'm saying this.
Yeah.
I'm saying this, but listen to how I'm saying this. Hold on. Hold on before y'all think. Now, I'm not saying, ladies, just go out and just suck any dick that you come. I'm not saying that, just this, that. But when it comes down to, at least if you're dealing with somebody, you know, on a more personal level, if you're in a relationship, whatever you're doing, if you're in a one-on-one with this person and y'all have been doing what y'all do or whatever and everything, and this is somebody you fucking with, then you need to do that. All right, and I'm
gonna the girl will.
That's really what it always boils down to. And the only reason I bring this up is because I saw some shit the other day. Right, this girl wrote a comment. I forget what it was on, but I saw this shit and she has some shit that said like, okay, I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll fuck, I'll do all that, but I'm not gonna suck your dick. Would you still leave me, man? I must have been like, yep. Yes, I will. I'll be getting my dick sucked somewhere else. And if you're cool with that, then that's fine. But like I said, if a nigga says he's cool about him not getting his dick sucked, he's lying. Period.
Right.
That's part of the territory. You know what I mean? Cause
yeah,
real,
I know you lying about that shit.
Because any real nigga is going to eat the pussy, period. As long as it's, you know what I'm saying, as long as it's certain. Like I said, like I've said all the time, as long as it looks good, smells good, it's like anything else you want a nigga to eat has got to be presented right.
That's the same thing about a dick, though.
Okay, we're not saying that. But what I'm saying is, I've been in a few situations, like I said, this year, and I'm just recapping the new year, and I'm recapping the old year, going into the new year, and I was in a few situations and everything, that's what I say, I'm putting this out here. Now, given my experiences sometimes, you know what I'm saying, about me, like I said, I'm a real nigga, I eat it. If it looks good, smells good, I'm going to go down there and do it. I'm going to go down there and do what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? But when that happens, see, girls get so into it that as soon as I'm done doing that, they want to hop right on the dick. You know what I mean? They just bypass they so excited that it's like, ooh, I just want dick now. You know what I mean? They just be like,
hold on.
You know what I mean?
Hey, because we do that because it feels so good and we be so ready.
It's not a good
like,
thing.
Like, do the 69 and get it over with. Like,
but see, also at the same time, you be in a 69 with some girls and they forget to be sucking dick while you're doing what you're doing. Like I said, girls can be real stingy.
You know why? A guy can't forget to eat my pussy because I'm going to be bouncing on his face while we doing this.
Girls can lean up and they can cheat. That's what I'm saying. Girls do stuff. This is exactly what I'm saying. You see, this is why I said this in the first place. Stop being stingy with the dick sucking. I just said this. Because it should just be part of the routine. Like I'm saying, head, and then girls, like I said, take care of the ladies first. Because like I say, fellas, and we keep saying this all the time too. If you eat it right, you get in there. It's like you're running a race and you're getting a head start. You know what I mean? It makes things easier. Just
exactly.
Get the head, you know what I mean? You make her bust once, maybe twice. Get her legs already shaking off her head and shit. All the screaming and everything like that, man.
Yeah.
Half the race is over already. You know what I mean? It ain't even. That's
yeah,
serious.
But don't be doing all that to a female if you ain't really expecting it to go nowhere. You feel me? Straight up, and then talking about, oh, that bitch crazy. She keeps calling me.
Like,
you fucking with and know who you give the good to. You feel me? You gotta know who can handle it.
And then after you do that or whatever, then it's supposed to be like, okay, well, because you're supposed to lean back like, okay, I did my thing, you know, mouth all drooled and shit, slob looking like a nigga just like, you know, threw up on himself kind of, but clear, you know, but it's clear, so can't nobody see nothing white shit on your face if you got a good shirt, depending on the girl you mess with. I mean, you go down there.
Damn, Dad, you doing it like that?
What? Hey, Hey, like I said, if it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face. But
exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Don't eat it too good because I might drown your ass, okay?
Hey, shit. Oh, man. That's
it. You're going to need a lab jacket, bro.
Hey, sometimes that shit happens, man. Girls be scaring me sometimes. Like, sometimes because some girls don't even know they be squirters sometimes, or they just never experienced. Or they just never experienced that before, or never been pushed to that limit. So you could, some girls will shock you. You know what I mean? I was down there. You know, I was down there. I was going down on one girl. You ever had a girl like spray like bust or like on you? Like I was down there on one, and then it was like. It was like, it just hit me like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and it just, but.
Exactly.
But I knew it was cool because she was acting like she was having convulsions and shit. You know what I mean? I knew it was good, but it's like, damn, this is what happens. Like, really just sprung a leak. Like, I was like, wow.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
But that's the ultimate point, though, too. But I like it, though. But I like it, though, when it gets like that. You know, but when you're taxing it and you're hitting it and she starts spreading everything and start leaking and everything, so when you pull out, it just sounds like, you know, a broken faucet and that shit I love. You know what I mean?
Real shit, if you're really doing it right, you're not supposed to pull out. That shit's supposed to, like, push your dick out and that shit push you here.
Yeah, it's supposed to, but that's when you got to fight back. That's what I'm saying. You can't fight. You got to fight, right? Girls be trying to be sneaky too. You ever been with that girl that knows how to control the pussy muscles and be trying to squeeze the pussy while you in there and everything like that? Like a nigga don't notice that shit. You ever been with somebody that knows how to work the muscles?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I be doing that shit. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, bitch.
Like, I feel that shit, and then you try to flex back, like, ha, huh, like, you feel that? Like, you know what I mean? It's war out here, but but it all starts.
You're a food bagger.
But let's take it back. Like I said, it all starts to, you know, when you go to war, you got to prepare for war properly. You know what I mean? So that's where they head. We're going back to ladies. This is where this all came from. But ladies, don't, like I said, you got that good dick. Like I said, suck the shit out that motherfucker. Like I said, suck it, because if you actually care about the person or this is something you want to be kept around and trust, a nigga is going to go or a man is going to go where this shit be bomb and where that shit be good. Trust me. So you want to make sure, like I'm saying, you don't want
to. It's the best. And I'm a young nigga, so I know that.
You don't want to give, you don't, and it goes vice versa. It goes both ways. You don't want to give your man or your girl no other reason to go somewhere else and get it from somewhere else. You don't want them to have no reason to do that. All
right,
and that's right. just something we just over here trying to help people out with. All
right? You know what, Dagger, you're truly right about that because I was pondering on some stuff like that today. I was like, I don't even got no reason to be
nothing. What was that, NASA? You was about to say something?
Yeah, like that's some real shit. Think about it. Like, I'm gonna put you in the situation, Dagger. Tell me how you gonna handle it. All right, so you got a girl.
Oh, here we go.
Bomb ass right. Pussy, but she don't give head. But you got another girl who gives head. What you gonna do? You don't go to the one that gets hit, correct?
See me, wait, no. Here's what I'm gonna do. Now, hold on. I gotta ask a little bit more questions. That's too general. We gotta get specific here. Now I got my. Okay, now I got my girl. Now let me just make sure I'm clear. I got my girl. Now this is my girl. This is somebody that I'm just. We cool and we just do what we do, or just like my girl. Like, you know what I mean? This is my. Well, actually, nah, because it wouldn't
single,
be my girl.
Single,
but if she ain't sucking my dick, she ain't my girl. So that's number one. So let's just go there. So she ain't my girl, but okay, I deal with her or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to go get some head because the girl that gives head is going to wind up fucking. You know what I mean? This other girl will fucking not give head, but this girl's going to give head and fuck. So, I mean, that's two in comparison to one. You know, two,
yes.
One. It's a numbers game. You know what I mean? Like, two,
yeah.
One. But it just depends, man. Like I said, don't take what I say like concrete or whatever. But it is like that. It's just that basically you don't want to give your person or the person you're dealing with any reason to go somewhere else. I've said it this way too. It's like if you want to be, you know, when girls talk about sex or fucking head getting all this shit, girls have a list. You know, they have the. When certain things come to mind, they got certain niggas that they would think about in this category, like, oh, he may have did this well. You got to think of it like you want to be the top nigga in as many categories as you can be. This is what you got. Yep. You got to think about this. You know what I mean? You want to be the top dick. You want to be the top head. You want to be cool person to be with. You want to be, you know, you want to be that nigga that she thinks about in all these levels across the board. You want to be as many of that
nigga.
Tell
her friends.
You know what, Dagger? What if you can be in something like that, but when it comes to having sex sometimes, like, everything is bomb. You know the sex is good, but it's just getting to having sex sometimes. Like,
well,
damn, should I just say I want to fuck, or should I just play a dick out?
Well,
or, you know,
in
like,
my opinion,
how do you know when the guy want
to
have sex?
Here's what I have to say about that. A guy
without
always,
giving him so much.
Nah, a guy always wants to have sex, and I'm gonna just say it like that. I'm not gonna speak for all men, but 9 times out of 10. If a girl comes on to you, especially if it's your girl or whatever, something like that, and this is where it's the difference, and this is where shit be fucked up now, or at least what I noticed, because this is where women need to be women. You know, niggas like a girl that's seductive. If we chilling in bed or something like that, or I'm lying down, I want my girl to come from maybe out from somewhere or whatever and just crawl on me or something like that and let, you know what I mean? It's a girl.
Yeah, you know that your guy wants that and you do it sometimes, but it just be sometimes where you just be like, should I, or, you know, just that
shy. It's never a question about should you. It's never a question about should you. Never. Never. Yo, man, like I said, this is the problem. This is what ladies be thinking like that. No. If I'm with you and I'm with my girl and everything like that, there is no time that I'm not either trying to get some. Because
you know you don't
want to
feel like
or,
you're just being so affectionate all the time, you know? Like some guys don't like it. Like, oh, she's too affectionate.
What happened?
You can't be like, oh, well, so this thing that I'm down to show you, I'll be down to show you, but I can't because you're not my dude. You feel me? Because you don't, as a female, you don't want to give it all off, and then you be like, well, then you end up in a relationship with this person, and you be like, damn, I've seen that before, I've seen her do that before, damn, when she gonna pop up with something new? You
exactly.
See, you can't pop sex
right.
out the bag.
Yeah,
but
see, this is. See all these questions. It ain't that serious. See, as much as I be analyzing stuff and everything like that, it's really not that serious. Because look. If you with somebody, and we're on some real shit real quick. If you with somebody and you actually want to be with somebody, that means that y'all don't get bored with each other. You know what I mean? And then if you're actually with somebody, I don't know how other people get down, but when I'm actually with somebody, you make things new. You make shit fun. You do shit.
I'm
you know what I mean? It's easy because you actually want to be with that person. You know what I mean? And it pops off at any time. It's all good. And it's never a problem. If there are issues, then there are issues, period. It's not because of anything else. It's just that you got issues. You know what I mean? And then you just got to accept and understand that. But
especially if y'all got your own house.
Especially if y'all in your own spot. You know what I mean? That's where shit really gets tested is when you're actually living with somebody. Trust me. My shit got tested. And that shit faltered in a couple of months. You know what I mean? Didn't even last
Dollar,
a year on my
kitty.
Shit. You know what I mean? But it was good for a little while, but then there's another side to it. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. You got to know yourself. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know what you're getting into. That's what I'm saying. You don't waste your time on bullshit. But what I will say is that, especially in the new year, is that if you're actually going to be in a relationship or if that's what you're choosing to do, then you need to go into that fully. You know what I mean? Fuck your past. Fuck the other person's past. Fuck your friends. Fuck what people think. If that's what you want to do, then you need to go into it and just do it. If not, then don't even be involved, period. You know, I mean, you can be involved, but don't even say that. You know what I mean? You know how people want to be like, oh, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend, they all in love, they only known each other a month, you know, da-da, this, that, or whatever. Nah. Like I said, you can't do that shit. You know, and too many people get into relationships and want to deal with people, and they're not over their exes. They got too much friends.
True.
You know what I mean? They're not over their exes. They got kids, baby mama drama that's just really too much. They ain't got their own situations in check. You know, people let their friend. They're too involved with their friends. So you know, they care about what their friends think. They want to worry about what their friends got going on and everything. Or they more focused on their friends than themselves. You know, some people just aren't ready to be in a relationship. You know, but they want to be in a relationship because they feel everybody, well, other people are in a relationship, or I got to be in a relationship to do this, or I got to do that. You don't got to do shit. People don't got to.
Yeah, you just
got to
find the right person.
People don't
got to with you.
People don't got to do nothing. Technically, we don't have to, except you know, live, make money, eat, you know, die. That's what we do. Fuck. In the meantime, try to have fun while it happens. You know, if you want to be down, but it's just that, like I was saying at the very beginning of the show, there's a lot of time to be had, but it's a lot of wasted time that people do. People waste time on just too much that's just unnecessary shit. If you're going to be involved with somebody, go all out, give them everything you got. Hopefully you get it back. If you don't, move the fuck on. Don't stay with it. You know what I mean? It's just make decisions and go. You know, it's just too much.
Stop trying to stick around and see what's going to happen, and if you know ain't nothing going to happen.
And especially when people
are
showing,
you know,
when people show you
that
nothing's
going to
happen. You know what I mean? Another thing, people don't pay attention. This is another thing we need to do for the new year. People pay attention. People pay attention to the people you're dealing with. Pay attention to what's going on around you. You know what I mean? A lot of people just always try to just smile and act like shit's not going on. And trust me, and this is coming from somebody who used to do it, who used to be that type of person, like everything's going to be okay. And it's not. It's not. Fuck that person. If they fucking you over, but they're talking about it's okay or no, fuck that. Leave it alone. You know what I mean? If you fucking with a dude and he got some other bitch pregnant or whatever, something like that, and he's still trying to come back to you, fuck that nigga. You know what I mean? There's no time for second, third chances. There's none of this shit right now. And then know what you want for yourself. And my opinion is don't settle. This is where me and a lot of people have been getting, you know, onto different levels about, because I'm on this shit where it's like, I'm not settling. I know what I want. I know what I expect. I know where I'm at with shit. I know what I deserve. I know what I could bring to the table. So if ain't nobody on my level for that, then fuck it. You know what I mean? It ain't never going to be there. And that's just point blank, period. But at the same time, there are those that just say, well, now you're just too picky. You're, you know, doing this or whatever. I mean, you're just going to have to learn to settle, make compromises, things like that. I mean, where do people stand on this? Is it better to just be like, you know what? I know what I want. I'm not going to take anything else but that and focus on that. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. Or is it like, okay, I compromise about this or that, and I just go ahead and just because it's comfortable or whatever. Let's go down. Ask you what do you think? Wait, hold on, Maya. Ask you what do you think about that, man?
All right, what you say again? Say it one more time.
Would you rather? Well, hold on, MIA, you answer then, because I forgot the question. I said it so good the first time.
My bad, I'm just so, well, I say, nothing's going to be perfect, so, I mean, there's nothing wrong with compromising and trying to work with something, because, you know, everybody has to change something, but if it's just too extreme, if you know that you just don't get along with this person and that person's never going to change, then fuck it. No, don't try to deal with it the second time. Look for something else. You know, I feel just find something new. You know, if you was with that person already and it didn't work out the first time, then it's not going to work out. Just be friends. And if they don't want to be friends, then fuck it. You know?
Find something new.
Find something that you need. Find somebody who's going to treat you how you want to be treated and how you need to be treated.
All right. I remember the question asked you. See, here it is. It's like this. Now, do you go for exactly what you want? Like, you know what you want. You're not going to settle for anything except exactly what you know, exactly what you want. And then if it's not that, then fuck it. Or do you make compromises? Do you know what? I can deal with this. Let this go. You know, try to work this out. Make it work. You know, things like that. Or is it just like, fuck it. No, this is what I want. This is what I expect. If it's not that, then fuck it.
I mean, that's hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, see, people nowadays, man, they so fucking flawed with their shit, bro. Like, you know, these women out here nowadays, they are perpetrating and act like they one way for, like, the first good, like, fucking 2 months or some shit. And then it's, like, real colors, true colors start to show after that. You know what I'm saying? But see, by that time, you'll fuck around and been done invested so much motherfucking time into the bitch to where now you got feelings, you know what I'm saying? And so then at that point, you'll be willing to compromise some shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like this, man. Like, if you know what you deserve better, you know what I'm saying? You a good person, a good motherfucker, man. Just like, man, just drop the bullshit, man, and go for what the fuck you know you deserve, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
flat out.
All right, for sure, for sure. Mr. NASA, young, but out here with the OGs, man. But spit some young game on this topic, man. Do you settle, man, at a young age right now, man? But you probably ain't even worried about it, girl. Like I said, you got your whole life to live already right now. But, you know, do you kind of know what you want? Or, I mean, are you just flying, you know what I mean? You just doing you.
I mean, I'm going to say it like this. It's like, you know, me being a young artist and my career just not taking off and stuff like that. I really don't have time for it. But, you know, don't get me wrong. I still talk to girls. People ask me for relationships and stuff like that. But it's just so hard for me to deal with it because they're like, because they gotta worry about so much shit. Like, they be worried about my fans. Like, who is that bitch? Like, that's a fan. Like, she likes my music. She makes videos. She do what she do because that's a fan. But, I mean, I didn't build relationships, like, last year and stuff like that for, like, 2 years. So, yeah, I do. And I know how to handle certain situations. I'm not a jealous person. You know, if you talk to your dudes, that's cool. I know where you're gonna come at. I know that you know where home at. So, cause I ain't got no problem. Like, I know I put it down. So, you can go do what you do. I already know you're gonna come back.
All right now.
for sure. Hold on, we got somebody else calling in. Can I get him in real quick? Let's see if my shit gonna work. And then Queen, real quick, while I try to get in this last caller. Again, do you settle or do you know exactly what you want and then there's no deterrent from that?
At this point, I feel like personally I don't settle. I'm not about to. I've done the whole compromise thing. I've done the backseat thing. I'm not gonna do it no more. So when I tell you that this is what I expect. You feel me? I don't like being stood up, or I don't like being. You feel me? I don't like this, or I don't like that. Then that's what it is. And if you can't take that, then you need to get ghost. You feel me? Like that's just what it is. That's how I am personally, though. Like I feel like why? I'd rather be by myself and make myself happy than to keep on compromising for somebody else and hoping that they'll change what I don't like.
No,
all right. I think that's stupid.
Yeah, very stupid, especially like you keep saying, when they don't give you any reason about them changing at all. But shout out to 323-2907. You got Dagger and Queen. What to do? Oh, shit, I was broke.
Hey, Dagger. Hey, Queen. How everybody doing?
Starting our order, too. Hey, what's going down? Who's this?
This is Leah.
Hey, Leah. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I was just called in. I couldn't call in earlier because I was in here knocked out, but I caught the end of it, so I pretty much get y'all conversation, so just wanted to make my comments on that.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I'm not going to settle, and I believe in compromise in the relationship, but in the beginning, at the start of a relationship, I done already, all the compromising, I done it, it's for myself. I done already compromised this, done settled for this and that, done put myself in the position to where, okay, this is where I want to be, and this is what I want. Either you can get that to me or you can't. Whatever compromising it is to be, it's already done, and I'm not about to waste my time. Just like Queen said, you can't really change people. You know, people going to be who they are, and the more you try to change them, the more they're going to try to be something else because they see you don't, obviously you don't like them for who they are, and they're going to start acting a certain way, but some people are selfish. They don't want to lead a relationship because they know, okay, well, this person not going to really leave me, but I don't know how to really explain it, but it's just, I don't know, it's like a mind thing. I'm just not going to settle. All the compromising that needs to be done is in myself. I done sacrificed whatever I'm going to sacrifice for myself, put myself in whatever place I need to be in as a woman. And if you as a man, you can't stand equal to that or whatever, or trying at least to meet them expectations, then I just can't do it. That's why I'd rather be single because, I mean, just like you said, it's just too much time to waste on people fucking you over and then you give them second and third chances. I don't got time for that. I could be falling in love with somebody that is worth it. That's, you know, somebody that loves me, that's somebody that wants me. I'm probably missing out on the love I'm supposed to be getting right now, the love that I deserve, love that I don't even know I want. you know, somebody out there I don't even know I want, or it might be something in a person, like what my views are, what I think I want in a man, it might be something better than that out there for me waiting, and I'm wasting my time in fucked up relationships knowing that they're not going to work from the beginning because of these things that I don't like.
That's
I'm not going to compromise. I can't do it.
And
it's just not good for myself.
What scares me the most about the new year, really, when the word I think about as well, you know, with what we've been talking about and everything, and then this is another little thought for people to think about real quick, is that you realize, I'm just going to say women, because it goes both ways, but majority women, because, like I said, women, I'll say it all the time, women have the power, but it's always what you ladies decide to do with it. Now, I will say that, you know, women, like I said, you're emotional. Ladies are emotional. Y'all put your emotions out there first, especially maybe in y'all first relationships, your first loves, or the first couple of boyfriends or whatever. You know, maybe you got a little bit older. Everybody, it feels like a lot of women, at least in my age bracket where I'm at now, maybe a little younger, or just all women, period, have that one dude that just, like, totally, like, fucked them over as far as other guys go. And this is what I mean by that. It's that one guy that they went all out for, did everything for, you know, this, that. You know how many stories I've heard from girls that have told me about their exes or whatever and all the shit they used to do for these niggas and everything? And I would just be thinking, like, why? Where are these women at for me? You know what I mean? It's because it just seems like it's weird because on my end of things, it's like I'm always seeming to be the one that's doing everything for a situation or whatever, putting myself out there for things and everything. And it's like I'm listening to these stories and it's like I paid his bills. I got him a car. I did this, I stripped for him, I got, you know what I mean, all these stories for these niggas, you know what I mean, and these is exes and everything, but what I see is that having gone through that with this dude, and she's all heartbroken and everything and this, that, or whatever, you know, she doesn't recognize, or it's harder for her to recognize when a real nigga comes along, when a real man does come along, and she tends to treat the real man like these other dudes or these other niggas or something, or, you know, she treats them like, or whatever. Because like I said, she's been hurt. She's been in that situation. She's put everything out there. And that's the one thing I hate about the new year, is that there are more ladies that have done more for nothing niggas that are not willing to do it for the real niggas. You know, that's, and it goes vice versa a little bit too. But I mean, it's mainly more so on the ladies, because like I said, or Queen, I remember you told us a story about, you know, all the things you did for your ex and everything like that. You ain't doing that kind of shit for nobody no time soon, right?
I mean, I don't want to say it like that because, see, I'm trying not to bring past shit into new shit. But at the end of the day, I still, you feel me, it still haunts
bothers
me.
It haunts you, right? I mean, it's still in the back of your head.
Yes,
it's still
like,
there.
I want to be like, no, I'm never gonna go out and pay a nigga for him to go out and eat with me. I'm never, because I'm not used to me, because me, I got it. If I got it, I'm gonna do it. Like, and I don't care who it is, whether it's my dude, whether it's the homies, whether it's my mama, I don't care who it is, I'm gonna do it because I got it, because that's the type of person that I am. You feel me? But as of right now,
or not to cut you off, but let's use the L word, just like you said, love and all that kind of stuff and everything too. I mean, It's when you've already put yourself out there like that, and it backfires in that situation, then it's really then it's that much harder for you to put yourself out there like that again.
Right.
Is that right? Can I say that?
Right.
And that's
like,
that's kind of what I mean. It's like if you didn't waste. People always say, and this is the cliches I hate about this, well, that person taught you how to be the right person for the right person, and look at that as a learning experience. I can't stand that shit. You know what I mean? Because nobody should have had to go through that shit. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to go through that type of bullshit. It was a mistake, yes. As far as learning from it, it's like, do you really learn from that type of shit, or is it just that you just learn not to, I don't know, pick that kind of bitch,
you
know what I mean?
I think you just get wiser and you recognize the signs and shit. If enough shit happens or whatever, then you recognize the pattern. So when you see them, it's just like, okay, I know what to do for this. And now you know what you can, now you know what to do to move on for yourself, basically. And it puts you more on guard for stuff. You feel me? Like, yeah. You feel me? Like, I'm not saying that I got all my walls up, but trust and believe me, like, yeah, there's some, like, nah, you're not finna get fully all up, you know, try to get too fast, because otherwise, you feel me, it just won't work. it will not work. And otherwise, I'm going to keep on looking at you like you him, and then I'm going to get my feelings hurt. Like, it's just not going to work that way. I can't.
Mm-hmm. And for any reason, even if maybe, like, you know, I don't think the person is cheating on me or nothing like that is going on, just in the relationship, if I'm in a relationship and the person make me feel a certain type of way all the time, like a negative way, make me feel like, okay, I'm not this or I'm not good enough or whatever the hell it is, then I don't want to be in that relationship either. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to continue to ask, trying to figure it out, and then I'm still sitting back with the same feelings and thoughts and shit, and I don't know what the fuck, you know, is going on. And you say everything is fine, but everything is the same. I'd rather just be in that relationship. And if I can't be friends with the person, then I'll just move on. But just like you said, that, like, the one, I guess everybody got that one guy that done did them just the worst out of all the other guys. And, yeah, I got that one, but we wasn't, like, together for, like, years. And I've been knowing him years and years, but we wasn't in an actual relationship, you know, for all these years and stuff like that. But we've been, you know, we were still messing around and all that type of stuff. It was as if we was in a relationship, but not really. You know, he was kind of like a distant lover type shit, but I've been on him forever, for years and years, and he just unnecessarily lie about the nothingness things. That, first of all, you could just tell me, because, you know, we were together at one point when we first, you know, when I first met him, but then after that, we just stayed friends. And it's like, nigga, you my friend, and you doing me like this, and you can't even be honest with me, and, you know, different shit like that, and you just my friend. You know, I know you spoke with other girls because I talk to other guys. We not in a relationship. We just friends, but we still, you know, do what we do or whatever. And I think the sex part sometimes is what fucks it up, because you got the emotions from the beginning of a relationship and all that, and then the sex part when you continue to have sex, and then it's the bullshit from, I don't know how to really say it the way I'm trying to say it, but
I just hope, like I said, I hope everybody out there was paying attention tonight, listening. Like I said, we went all kind of places tonight, good, bad, ugly, fucking serious. But, I mean, that's what happens over here. And it's just, like I said, this is the first episode of the new year. Everybody always says that, you know, in the new year I'm going to be a new person, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And a lot of people just fall back into the same bullshit they've been doing for the last 10 years. So, you know, so... all I really just, if you're not about to be about your shit, not about to do shit, then just shut the fuck up and just go year by year and let the people that's trying to actually move forward and do something with themselves actually do something. And that's in your relationship, that's in your careers, that's in your jobs, that's in whatever it is that you're doing, all right? Because that's just where we're at right now. But I'm going to let everybody, we're going to go down the line real quick. We're going to let everybody get their shout-outs. And if y'all want to drop y'all links so people can holler at y'all, make sure y'all do that as well. And just the final thoughts for the new year, because like I said, we're just starting and we got a whole new year to go. So we'll go first. NASA, any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man? Let people know where they can find your music at real quick. And any final thoughts on today?
They can hit me up on Twitter.
Okay, where at Twitter? Just NASA?
NA55A. I do follow back.
All right. Any final thoughts on tonight, my nigga?
You touched some real good topics, and the females did a real good job of responding.
I meant as far as, like any advice for people listening, not critiquing the show.
if you're going to do something, make sure you give it your all.
Yeah, okay. Point blank, period. All right, NASA, good looking out, man. Thanks for checking in. You know, man, anytime, all right? And then it's the Takeoff Man, Aston Martin.
Yeah. I let me on Twitter, man, twitter.com/AstonMartin313. I let me on that Facebook.com/TheRealAstonMartin. And fuck a final thought, man. I'm finna let y'all know, man. This what I'm finna go into the new year doing right here. I'm about to change up my whole image. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the dreadlocks and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to change this shit up. I'm about to be different. Like, really, really different. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. I'm about to do something with my dreads. It gonna shock a lot of people. I'm gonna let y'all know though, since y'all ain't on the line right now, and y'all can give me feedback and let me know what y'all think about this shit. But I'm about to dye my shit like a sandy brown. You know what I'm saying? Sandy Brown type of color. You know what I'm saying? My dress, like all that. You know what I'm saying? The whole dress, everything from the root to the goddamn tips. You feel me? All that.
Uh-oh.
Rock it.
Hey, man, rock that shit, nigga.
And I got a home dress, Aston Martin. I thought I should just put that out there. My own girl like boys with dreads, so he said last week he was trying to talk to somebody, so I was trying to hook that up real quick.
Oh, yeah, hook that up. Hook that up. You got my info, right?
Hey,
listen, I'm coming out to L.A. February 10th, man. I'm going to be out there for the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out there with my dog, Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Snoop Dogg, you feel me? In case y'all didn't know, I am the new affiliate of Doghouse Records, you know what I'm saying? It is official. Signatures on the contract. I appreciate that. Yeah, so February. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Yeah, look, February 10th, though, I'll be out there, though, for the Grammys, so, you know what I'm saying? Shit, hit me up on that Twitter, man. Holler at me and shoot me your address. DM that bitch to me. You know what I'm saying? All that. Nah, stop, dude. We can party. You feel me?
Hey, but for sure, Ashton, man, good looking out, man. Checking in as always, man. For sure, anytime, man. We'll see y'all. We'll see you in February, man. For sure.
For sure, bro.
All right, Miss Leah, go ahead and any shout outs you want to give real quick? Any links you want people to holler at you at on?
Well, if you want, you can hit me up on Facebook at facebook.com/LeahBoo, L-E-I-A, Boo. That's it right there. And shout out to the Dagger, Queen D. I listen to the show, love the show, love Dagger. Shout out to everybody that's listening and to all the artists in rotation that should be playing. I love the music that should be playing, the artists and... everybody just stay on their game and be safe. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, man. Check in anytime. You already know. M-I-A.
M-I-A in the building. I'm going to be here 2013. I'm in the building. Catch me on Facebook. I'm Mia So Real. I just really started being on Twitter. Mia So Real. You know, shout out to you, Queen V. Everybody who listening, doing it big, independently out there. Yeah, we in the popping, and I do got some music for you, Dagger.
Well, I'll be waiting for it. I'll be waiting for it in the email, Miss MIA. You already know what's
up.
I'm
just waiting for the mixtape drop. I can't, you know, I got some exclusive shit for you.
all right. You know, I'm waiting for it.
January 15th, it'll be here.
All right. Thank you very much. And then hold on real quick. Somebody else just tried to sneak in real quick. Hold on. Who's this? Straight out the hold on. Who's this? Straight out the 248. Hold up. Yeah, we'll get this going. Let's see. Latecomer sneaking in. Straight out the 248, 2587. You got Dagger and Queen. What to do? Hello? Hello. Nah, I guess there's somebody don't want to talk. All right, Queen. The floor is yours.
Shout out to everybody who is listening. Special shout out to my girl Saleya. She texted me and told me she was listening in, so shout out to her. Shout out to everybody who called in tonight. I appreciate it. It's a brand new year. Man, we made it another year. That sure is great. Ooh, that is something else. For real, man, that's crazy. This time last year, I had got shot at a fucking New Year's Eve party.
You know, this time last year, I was just getting out of jail.
Wow.
But anyway, go ahead. Yeah, that's crazy. This time last year, for some shit that I didn't do. For some shit that I really just didn't do. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
My wine glass, I'm about to break it and shit. Oh, fuck. Okay, but no. So, yes, y'all, I'm very grateful for this new year. This is something else. This is crazy to me. Shout out to the fam and everybody who's been fucking with your girl. Dagger, I appreciate you. Don't know it, but I really do. I appreciate you. You guys can find me every Wednesday right here from 9 to 11, co-hosting with my boy, The Dagger. You guys can send me your music at queenvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I talk back.
Yeah. All right, child. Of course, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, I guess I kind of want to apologize because I know we kind of got off into our conversation and everything, didn't really get back into the music. And I know some of y'all independent artists out there, some of y'all people that actually just call in to listen to the music may be a little mad at that. But, you know, number one, I got to again, I'm still going to apologize because, you know, I'm supposed to do both here. But at the same time, when we get into conversations, when we get into these real conversations, when I get to talk to real people from all around the world, when people are in Detroit and, you know, other parts of the country where it's like 1, 2 o'clock hanging out to want to talk to me, then we're going to do a little bit of talking, so I'm sorry. But we also have some real conversations, and I hope, you know, people pay attention. We just try to share experiences, you know, real experiences, share what people have been through, exchange ideas, exchange thoughts, see what people are thinking, because that's the only way to understand people. And, you know, when you understand somebody, then maybe you'll take something a little bit easier. Maybe you'll take things in a different direction. Maybe you'll calm things down just a little bit more. Maybe you'll take your time. Maybe you wouldn't waste your time. You know, we talked about a lot of things today, and it basically just boiled around the real points that real niggas and real females always make. You know, number one, mind your business. Do what you got to do. I'm doing what I got to do. If it ain't on the same level or if it ain't on the same shit, then that's fine. You stay over there. I'll be over here. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what you're going to do. Leave me the fuck alone. Period. Mind your business. Stay focused. Stay hungry. You know, if you got something, you know, get a little bit more. But don't be greedy. That's just my opinion. Maybe greed works for some people. My thing is you don't need to be greedy. Get what you need to be comfortable. Be happy with what you have when you're comfortable. And then, you know, give back if you can to those that deserve it. You know, greed doesn't really work out. Because when you're greedy, when you fuck people over, when you do fuck their shit to get what you want, when you do all kind of shit like that, it does come back in some shape, way, or form. It's fucked up, but it happens. And we just need to stop all this shit going on for the new year. And even though I know I wanted, like I said, world peace, stop killing people, you know, violence, all that, that's, none of that shit's going to happen. I actually believe shit's going to get worse. Because nobody still gives a fuck in the new year. Everybody sounds all good. Everybody's all happy and everything. Everybody's all whoop and everything. It's a new year, new start, new chances. It's just, all we did was go, we added another number, 2012, 2013, and we reset the calendar. Same people, same situations, same choices, same decisions. You know, if you're not going to change your choices and your decisions, then it's always going to be the same shit. So fuck all that talking. Yeah, I'm going to change. I'm going to be an asshole all year. I'm going to be hardcore, don't give a fuck. You know, care about truly those that only care about me. Show me what you got. You know what I mean? Are we on the same level? If not, fuck you, screw you guys, I'm going home. You just can't do it anymore. And you either with that or you're not. And if you're not, huh, sucks to be you. And it's not about being cocky. It's just about knowing what you're trying to do, setting goals, and doing what you got to do to attain them. And those that are with your goals, that are really with you, that have your back, that are not haters, that do want to see you do good, that do want to be positive, they will be the ones that will be there for you, that will be there with you. But watch the imitators. Watch the liars. Watch the fakes. People are real good at being fake now because that's what society is now. It's about being fake. It's about just doing what you got to do to get over. So the real motherfuckers got to watch the fake motherfuckers. I at least like the haters because at least you know that that's a hater. You know, you could point them out. They make themselves known. There's some sneaky motherfuckers over there that be trying to be cool with you, be all in your crew, be all in this, that, be part of your circle, and just been plotting on you to dog you and do whatever. Them the motherfuckers you got to watch for in your relationships and everything. So just watch yourself. Be careful. It's a new year. If you're going to do something about the new year, then fucking do it. And if you're not, shut the fuck up and stay out of real people's way. All right? We out. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We'll see y'all on Fuck You Fridays. Later.